Good afternoon, audio. Oh, sorry, evening, audio boom. It's Saturday, the 6th of May, 2016. 17, even. Anybody would think I was drunk, but I am not. Not yet, anyway. Hope you are all well and are having a very nice Saturday, whatever you've been up to. Is this recording? Yeah, it is. So I hope you've had a nice Saturday, what you've been up to. We've been into Great Yarmouth. For anyone who follows me on Facebook will know that I checked in at Market Road Cafe, which is a really nice family-run cafe where we have done audio booms from. Had nice late lunch there. Then we went to... I tried to get some gloves from Boots, but I couldn't because they couldn't order me some. I get some latex gloves, disposable latex gloves. And for anyone that thinks, what the hell, I get them to pick up dog poo with. And obviously, and I use them for like cleaning and stuff. So, yeah, I use them. So I couldn't get any because they couldn't order me some because apparently they were out of stock. Supposedly they're going to ring back on Monday and try and get them, so we'll see what happens when I go back in on Saturday. Then we went to Wilko's, then to Darren's favourite haunt, Starbucks, and had a drink there, came home, and this evening we're off to the Olive Garden on Gorston High Street, which used to be Tides. We've been to the Olive Garden once before, and it's really, really nice food. So we're going to take Tim there this evening. Darren probably will do an audio boom from there. No point in me doing it, because I only have a 10-minute account. Week at work was a very nice short week, although it felt long. Went back to London Tuesday afternoon, and went to work Wednesday morning for the morning. Left about 10 to 12 and then went to the guide dog's office, London office in Euston, where they had a, well, they called it a client day. I don't know why they called it that, because it was just a few hours in the afternoon. Basically, it was to meet members of the team and meet some more of the people that are waiting for dogs. There were five of us in total, and four of us were our replacements, and one was a first-time owner. They talked about some of their different training methods and showed us a bit. And we did some practical stuff with the instructors and then with some dogs. Then we got to walk a dog. It was very interesting. It was nice to go and see their offices. It was nice to meet the people that train the dogs, you know, the GDMIs. So, like they said, we're now not a name on a piece of paper. Oh, my God. That's Darren's washing machine. And Tim just swore on my audio.
My apologies.
That's all right, no worries. Stop it. So it was really good. I got to walk a dog, and he was a very nice dog, but he was too big for me and has spending issues, and spending issues is something I will not accept. Some people are not bothered, and that's fair enough. It's personal preference, but I don't feel that as a totally blind person, it's some, you know, it's particularly something I want to be dealing with. I don't feel right just leaving poo when it's, you know, dog's just been. And this particular dog, apparently, as it stands, doesn't really indicate that he wants to go. He just goes and has been known to drop his load at Euston Concourse, and I thought, oh, no, don't think so. As I say, nice enough dog, Hopefully he'll make it, and hopefully they'll get him out of the habit, and or whoever gets him will be okay with it and won't mind the fact that he just has to poo when it feels like it. Glad that they were honest about it, because I wouldn't have been very happy if they gave me a dog and then I found out later that it had spending issues, because, you know, the way it is that you get attached to dogs and then you're kind of stuck with what, you know, deciding whether you really can give them back or whether it's something you end up putting up with, which is something I don't want to put up with. Not sure how much longer I have to wait. Apparently, I'm quite high up priority on there now, so hopefully that will be good. They will contact me in about 3 months, well, end of July, beginning of August, just to see how Zara's getting on. She's doing okay, but she's definitely slowing down. There's no two ways about it. Her work isn't dangerous, but I think her walking speed on a lead is very different to her walking speed in harness. And that's a very strange concept, I know, but it happened to my first dog, Honey. When I walked her on a lead, she was, you know, really good. She just walked at whatever speed I wanted her to. Trotted along very happily. When it came to harness work, she kind of slackened off. And for any guide dog owners, you will understand when I say that attention in the harness really isn't there much anymore. You know, as I say, I don't feel unsafe. I don't feel she's unwell, and I don't feel she's not able to work, but she's certainly kind of slower. Anyway, I will upload this boo, unless anyone has anything else to add, and do not swear, do not say whatever.
Hello, everyone.
Tim. Go on, Darren.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
That's Tim and Darren, and Tim's watching his whatever it is. Let's just make sure I haven't. Okay, I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye.